is official. Sunday Oliseh is now the new coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria and the fifth member of the golden generation of Nigerian football to handle the national team. At his unveiling on Wednesday, Oliseh was quick to lay down the marker, set standards for the kind of team he wants to build, while reassuring all that his hot-headed days are behind him. But in January early this year, at a media event in London, Oliseh clearly stated that the reason he had not coached the Super Eagles was because he didn't want to die just yet. A clear indication of just how much pressure goes along with one of the biggest jobs in world football. But when you get paid 5 million naira a month and you receive 3 months' salary up front, the fear of death seems to disappear very, very quickly. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on our Fan Zone Friday, we are asking you, our loyal listeners, to set the agenda for the new coach of the Super Eagles. How can he succeed where Stephen Keshi failed? We'll also bring you World Football Watch, as well as sports news from across the globe. My name is Tunde Koiki. Let's take a quick break and we'll return with the rest of the show. Sunday Oliseh is now the new coach of the Super Eagles after signing his contract at his official unveiling yesterday in Abuja. NFA President Pinnick Amaju has described Sunday Oliseh as Africa's Pep Guardiola, but Oliseh was quick to declare that he was not the Messiah and that only players playing in the first division in any country would henceforth be invited to the Super Eagles. So today on Fan Zone Friday, we asked you, our loyal listeners, to advise Oliseh on how he can make the Super Eagles great once again.
I'm coming from Sulunere. Yes, I'm very happy that at last we have a new coach. But what I'm trying to say is this: nobody can tell if he can succeed. He has to be kept he failed. But the only thing is that let the NFL, let them not do the type of mistake they did during the first time. And the media should be also in support of the new coach. And likewise, all any other Nigerians. One of my advice is this: they cannot, that comment is very, very wrong, because the player can be playing in the second division, and that player cannot maybe have not. Don't have the opportunity of playing the first division, but also doing well. Let's say, for example, Ighalo was playing the second division in the English Championship, and he played very well. That is why he promoted his team to the first division. So that statement is very, very wrong as far as I'm concerned.
My name is Godwin King. I'm calling from Mero. With what Oliseh has in hand now, we succeed to find it. The player that is from second division will be in his league. My advice to him is Sunday Oliseh, let him not take bribe from any player. Do not take bribe from any player.
My name is Peter Adikalo. I'm Danny Williams for success. Okay, first of all, let me say one thing before I give the answer. You know, I like what he said, that there is not Messiah. That's number one. That he's coming to work for his nation and he's happy to do so. Understand? And he also saw something again, that there's no second field division in his team. Understand? So this is telling you clearly now, he wants to work. What I would advise him is that he should not be carried away with all those enemies around him. All those, they have one tongue and they have another tongue, another five tongues somewhere. Are you getting me? Let him not be carried away with all those people you see as NFF, because they are farmers. They don't know what is football. Like the president of NFF is making one comment that he is the Guardiola of Africa. Tomorrow, the same NFF president will tell you he's a failure. They have to pay him 15 million upfront, you understand, which is good, fine. And I like what he did. He came and brought in an assistant as a white Dutch man, which is good for him to show that he wants to work. But my advice for him is he should not yield or submit or be loyal to the oppression. That is my advice to him. Because those people that are in that glass house, if I have my way, I will put all of them in jail, because they don't know what football is all about. They are there to confuse him. You see, let me tell you one thing, if people will agree with me, in my opinion, all these NFF you are saying, yeah, they have a target. Their target is to bring in a foreign coach where they will pay more money. So anybody that is coming here as an indigenous or as a black man who knows what black can do, they will not want the person to last there. If same people that are praising Olise, the same thing they said when they get station. I could remember. They said the same thing. Yeah, he's a Messiah. He's a baby. At last, the same people that talk good about Keshi, the same people that are saying rubbish about Keshi again today.
Okay, this is Mike. I'm calling from Mishi. Well, I want to congratulate you for your appointment. I have my reservation. But we all have to support you so that we'll be able to take the Super Eagles to a new level. And I want to advise you that you should fortify the team by building a team from the defense to the attack line. But, I also want to advise him that you should give us an identifiable playing pattern. We want to see his playing pattern, please.
Many thanks to everyone who called in. And yes, not everyone is convinced about the NFA's decision to hire Sunday Olise, but we'd just like to wish him the very best of luck and assure him of all our support. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Kweki, wishing you all a happy Eid al-Fitr holiday and assuring you, as always, that the planet is listening.